Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Raising the Vibration with me, John Sabin. It is Wednesday today. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, almost. It's 9:30. We've managed to get in on time this evening. I had a lovely day. The weather's been about average, a little bit chilly, but it's all good. It's really nice. Lots of good energies about today. So welcome. Like I say, Raising the Vibration, that's what we like to do, and we like to do it with love. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. Email is johnspout, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can get me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Tonight's going to do it. We're going to change the format a little bit this evening, because we normally just go straight into helping people with questions and stuff from Spirit. But tonight, on a Wednesday, we'll be having guest speakers that come in and join us to give us their views or how they work and so on, and also take some calls with them as well. But tonight, we're going to start. We had John Sherry a few weeks ago. This evening, we're going sort of back to the basics a little bit. I met this guy, Sean, who's a lovely guy, and he's not long started his spiritual path. And we've had a bit of a chat and stuff, and we're bringing him onto the show just to give you guys some information and his experiences of what he's going through and how he started his spiritual path and where he wants to go and stuff. So a little bit of a different angle on it, instead of having somebody that's a fully fledged medium that works and works platform and stuff already. This Sean is just starting out, so it's going to be great to have a little chat with him and see what and where he's going. So, you know, please feel free for anybody that's got any questions in the chat room for Sean. You can, if you're on the internet and stuff, you can get yourself in the chat room there and send some through. And we may even take some calls a little bit later on as well. So I hope you guys are having a great week and sending out lots of love. Now, I'm sure you're all aware of all the stuff that's been going on in Belgium. So for this show, we'd like to send lots of love and healing to everybody that's gone through whatever it is that they're going through over in Belgium. We do a bit of work at the airport there once a year, so we know the airport quite well. And it's just such a shame that these things have to happen. So we send all our love and our prayers over to Belgium this evening. So without further ado, we're going to bring Sean in and have a chat and see what he's got for us tonight. Hello, Sean.
Hello, John. How are you?
very well, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much for joining us on the show tonight as well.
It's a pleasure. I'm really happy that you've asked me to come on. It's a fantastic platform. And, one thing I realise about your show is there's a great sincerity, I feel.
Bless you. Thank you very much. And tonight's a great one as well, because we like to raise the vibration with information and love. And having you on this evening, you know, quite new to your spiritual path, let's say, it's going to be perfect for people out there to get that perspective, you know, from yourself.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Hmm.
Awesome.
I'd like to join you in your prayers about Belgium, if I may, and send out love to the people in Belgium.
Bless you. That's very good of you. Bless you. So tell us a little bit about you, really, you know, what you in your ordinary life before you got to your spiritual path.
Okay, John. Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm a very ordinary guy. I live a very quiet life, I guess, and I think that when I've spoken to people who I've dealt with who are seeking message from spirit, I've always made it clear to them that I am a very ordinary person, and I don't perhaps feel clustered and covered with the modernity of life, the nightclubs or the fast cars or exotic holidays. And so I guess that I'm a kind of person who would be open to these kinds of things. I've always been a very quiet person and lived a very ordinary life. I've been a spiritual person because I was brought up as a spiritual Christian person.
Cool.
And my mother was very much wanting me to be brought up as a Christian.
Okay.
And so you can understand that my feelings, perhaps, that I've had for people in terms of spirituality and messages that I've had, maybe that I'm a good conductor for this type of thing. You know, I've been a very...
Have you had your life experiences and stuff that you've had in sort of your first part of your life? Do you work at the moment doing different things or?
Yeah, John. I'm working currently at a country house hotel over in Dartmoor, and. But I've done many jobs in my life, and I guess that's, you know, how I've met so many people and perhaps understood about characters and spirits, if you like. I've worked with people from all over the world, because I've worked in hotel and catering a lot, and I've worked in retail. I've worked as an entertainer. I've worked as with the elderly in terms of entertainment. And although not, you know, I haven't done very fantastical jobs. So I've certainly had quite a varied, working life. I think I had an amazing experience, John. A few years ago, it was when I was a far much younger man, when I was 26, perhaps, and it was in fact just after my dear grandmother had died. And she had a path near to her home, and at the top of the path was a very kind of derelict farm, and I would walk up this path, many Sunday afternoons to get some fresh air, to get some exercise. And you know, when I talk about this being a path, our life is a path, John. I was talking about this at the Spirit Center yesterday, because we were describing our paths in life, and I walked up this path, and suddenly I saw this amazing flash, this amazing glowing light, and it was ascending. It began ascending slowly, and then it rose to about 1,000 feet, and then it zoomed left at like amazing speed. It was an incredible thing, and I can only say that it was an unidentified flying object, the UFO.
Very shortly after, John,
two gentlemen arrived in a car. They were complete strangers to me. Now, they drove up to me and they stared at me right through my eyes as if they were staring through my soul. And I've always thought about those guys. I thought, well, they look a bit, you know, suspect. So I'll try and walk off as fast as possible. So I did, because obviously two against one is not easy. And these guys, John, they when they looked through me, I thought they'd seen something in my mind. They'd obviously knew that I was a bit nervous. And I thought that they had something to do with that UFO, that they were aliens. I know
it doesn't sound daft at all. They weren't wearing black, were they?
I know it's a bit strong.
No, not at all. It's funny that you laugh, though, because there's lots of stuff going around at the minute, and there was a video I watched the other week about these. We've all seen the film The Men in Black, right? There are some real Men in Black out there.
I agree with you.
If you go onto YouTube, there's one that's a video that's on there that's got these guys in certain different places, literally all in black. So no, you know, don't dismiss it, mate, at all. You know, you'll have that experience. You know,
exactly. But you know, whilst I was there, of course, I still had this spiritual connection to my grandmother, who I'd missed greatly. You know, grandmothers are a great part of our life. Often they can be more of a part of our life than our mothers or fathers.
Very much so. So do you feel like was that like the start of you knowing that you could connect with spirit? When do you think that it all started?
I think when I knew that I could connect with spirit, John, was shortly after that experience. And it's very funny, John, because all these things came in the same year. And shortly after that, I was living in this very, very normal, rugged old flat that's very unkempt and particularly cold. And I remember that we were all going through a bit of perhaps, what I call it, grief anticipation. But then, you know, I know my own mind, and I'm not overwrought with grief, because I'm not really an emotional person. I can detach these things. But it was one day I had had an amazing dream, if you like, one night. I'd seen my grandfather, Jack Hodder, and he of course, many years ago, was a fisherman, and lots of gentlemen in Dorset, Bridport were fishermen. And still are indeed, or they were dealing with rope, etc. It was either rope or fish, you know, as you know, if you know Bridport. And I know that I'd had this dream. I saw Jack. He was standing by his old black Morris Savan, I would call it. And if anybody that's listening knows the old vehicles from, you know, the time of the Second World War, a lot of them were black, and they, you know, you can picture them. If you're a medium, you could probably picture one quite well. And I saw him standing there, and he said to me directly, and he was wearing his old attire from the 1940s, and it was as if he'd stepped out of the picture that I remember him from briefly, because I'd only seen the picture twice as a young child, and he'd stepped out of it. Like, you know, that like that film where the animals step out in the zoo as it comes alive in the nighttime. He stepped out of this picture, and he said to me, "Sean, I'm coming to collect Granny, because you've had enough of her time now. She's coming to be with me."
Wow.
And yeah, exactly, John. And the next day, my friend, My grandmother passed away.
Wow.
And, you know, John, it's not just me. My mother has had extraordinary spiritual similar incidents. And I believe that this kind of thing, my friend, runs in mind of the family, I like to put it. And, you know, my mother had experienced just before her father had died, who was Jack, of course, a very much loved ornament. And I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there today will have similar stories of this type, had edged its way towards the front of the mantelpiece and had fallen off and smashed into many thousand pieces.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great sign. My mother believed it was a sign. And indeed it was, because shortly after my grandfather had died. Now, you know, my gran had lived for many years on her own, for 30, perhaps 30 years. And her husband had died very early on in life. Jack had died in the 1970s. And so I really didn't know Jack at all, because I was barely born. I was only 2 or 3 years old when Jack passed away. And so, in a way, I've always had been on the cusp, or had this kind of thing brushing by me. It's a very great analogy, actually, the spirit brushing by me. And I know, John, that you yourself have a much greater ability, and the spirits can in that indeed speak to you. You know, yours is a very much more developed, spirituality and connection. But I think that everybody that has these abilities, and lots of you listeners out there today will be the same, we all have a sixth sense. We all have the ability.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and that's something that we try and get out to people every week, you know, that everybody can do this, you know, if they choose to. So obviously from then, because it's only been quite recently, isn't it, that you've been getting into it a lot more and doing work with it. What changed things to sort of get you to go and sort of work with it now?
Well, it's a really interesting question, John, because, you know, it's a very interesting question, and it's a difficult one to answer, because I mean, how long might it take to learn, or to indeed be a whiz and come up with a combination on on a Rubik's cube?
Was there like a day or something that you just thought, right, now I'm going to work with this?
What happened, John?
Yeah, go on.
One day I was on a free site, a free spiritualist site on the internet. Okay. And it was for no reason. It was because I knew that years ago, I can't say a lot about this, because it would be putting me in legal jeopardy. But what I would say is that I've always known I've had psychic abilities, because many years ago, John, before I had the incident with the UFO, I had seen something one night in my sleep that was most awful. And sadly, it came to pass the next day, and it was all over the newspapers. I can't say any more about that. So I've always had an interest, and there I was on Facebook, and I thought, well, I'd like to make some friends as well, because it's important to make friends, whatever, you know, avenue you have, or, you know, whatever situation you're in. And in a way, that's the internet's good that way. And so I was on the Facebook, and I was on the free site. I was watching what people were doing, and these mediums and psychics were giving people messages actually on the site, and people would show the pictures. And I'm sure the listeners will understand this. And then the seekers would perhaps even ask a question, and the seeker would show a picture, and then the medium would give messages about and would give names and places and describe things, and it was all channeling and coming through the picture that had been presented. And then I thought to myself, well, you know, that's very, very interesting. And I must have a go myself. And so when I started, to be honest with you, John, and I've said to you, my friend, before that I'm either negative or positive about mediumship or psychic abilities. I believe that it's a tool that perhaps some are given and it can be easily taken away. So I started this and I put my name up. I said, I would like to give a reading. A lady came on and she said, I've lost my husband a while ago. I've got the picture here. I'll put the picture up for you. She put the picture up and I began to describe relatives of hers, distant relatives, and et cetera, et cetera, and family members. It started to develop from there, John. Then basically, cool. One day, a lady called me up from Pennsylvania in the USA. And it wasn't long ago, and we're really jolly good friends now. I'm friends with her whole family because, you know, I've been helping them with their, I guess I've been helping them with their grief in a way, I guess.
Yeah.
And so basically, Jackie, and I won't say her second name, Jackie, I hope Jackie's listening tonight, actually. Jackie had lost her husband about 6 years ago. And his name was Ron. He was a lovely, lovely gentleman. And he really was a very down-to-earth guy. I remember the first time that Jackie contacted me. She said, I've seen you on the free website. I think you have an amazing ability. And I replied to her, Jackie, thanks for saying that, but I really don't understand why you're saying it because I don't know what's happening. You know, you've said I'm a novice tonight, and I am a novice. I don't understand it. I don't claim to. But I did know that because she'd called me, I felt I wanted to help her. So she said to me, I want to have an hour reading with you because I believe you have wonderful abilities, and I think you can get through to Ron and to some of my other relatives. And you'll see this on my Facebook, the reviews, and watch the lady Jackie said about the reading. And she was completely astonished because I had come up with most of her family that day, all her relatives, and they just popped into my head just like that. And I described places that she'd been to, places that her husband Ron had been to. And as things have developed, John, I then went on to give her another reading a while ago, in fact, and it was a much more accurate, a much more personal reading because it was like it developed really quickly. Cool. And she'd posed a question to me. And do you know what that question was? She had said to me, she said, in today's reading, I want to know if Ron thinks that I'm looking after Mum as the way that he wanted her to. And I thought, oh my God, what's going on here? Because this lady, she's my friend now, and she knows I'm contacting Ron and the family, and she wants me to ask this question. And I said, I will ask him. And I did ask him. And I had this picture. It was fast. It slotted in so quickly. It was of a glass. It was like the other day when I spoke to you, John. It was a glass of water.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the first thing I saw. And Ron had said, she needs more water. She needs more water. First of all, John, I dismissed it, and I said, John's quite happy with you, everything's fine. Then I said to her, well, but the first thing I had was the glass of water and him saying that she needed more water. And do you know, no word of a lie, Jackie had told me that she, in fact, her mum, who she's looking after, was suffering with a type of ailment or diabetes or a type of ailment that made her really thirsty. And she did, that was one of the things that she desperately needed to be made sure that was being seen to properly, was the water, liquids. And that was the most important and integral part of that very personal reading. All right, it didn't have all the bells and whistles that the previous one did, with when I got a whole collage and myriad of names and places. It's like I was on a huge journey to some new planet.
Wow. But how did that make you feel when you got that confirmation from Jackie?
It was John, I mean, I guess you'd expect me to say, and some of the listeners would expect me to say tonight, you know, you must have been amazed, you must have been awestruck, you must have had your hairs hackled up or whatever. But to be honest with you, John, I'm not saying I was blasé about it. I just accepted it as some kind of tool. Do you know, because because I'm an entertainer, a singer, because I do that, I guess, in a way, I treat it in very much the same way, because in a way it is a communication, but a very different and dynamic form of communication. I mean, I'm always communicating when I'm singing with the elderly, and it's not just through singing and music, it's through the way that I interact with them, it's through the way that I pose perhaps subconsciously questions about their well-being. I might go up to them directly or slightly touch a hand or perhaps a small glance. So I'm able to derive so much from being in a different context of communication. I treat it very much the same. I wasn't flabbergasted. I just thought to myself, all right, I've got this ability. Let's hope that I get better at it. Let's hope I can find someone perhaps like John who can, you know, teach me to be a better medium, to be more fulfilling. I mean, what I've done for Jackie is astounding, I guess. A lot of people would think that was amazing. But, well, Jackie now sees me as a friend, and she sees me as kind of like not an entertainer, but she sees me as somebody who she can call once a year to contact John. I mean, to contact Ron, sorry. Freudian slip there.
No, you know, that's what we are, you know, mediums. We're like the middleman. We are the medium, middle person, you know, for long contact. But it's nice for me and yourself, and so you know to be that person that can help. And I love one of the best parts of things that I like as well. I'm sure you will too. Is helping people to actually connect themselves.
Sure.
Which is wonderful when you see their faces, when they feel the energy of that person around them, you know, and to pass on this information that they give us to help these people in whatever it is that they need.
Exactly, this is very special. This is a special thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I mean, would you agree with me, John? Would you agree with me, and perhaps the listeners too? I'm about to add a very interesting slant to this because I see it as communication. Would you agree with me that, you know, since the time of the inventor of the telephone, which was many years ago, what was the gentleman's name? Was it Bell, wasn't it, or something like that?
Yeah.
Anyway,
since
the invention of the telephone, communication, my friend, has expanded extraordinarily quickly, and it's gone from a very basic dynamic and ability communication to an extraordinarily practical one, whereby, you know, me and you, I mean, I was flabbergasted. You said to me, how did you feel about that lady's reaction, you know? I wasn't amazed or anything like that, but yesterday rather, John, I was amazed when I was on Skype talking to you directly. I could see your face. That amazed me because, you know, communication in our world today is extraordinary, how a person can talk to another face-to-face miles, thousands of miles away. And so why, indeed, shouldn't there be communication, forms of spiritual communication and sixth sense that are also developing at a rapid rate? Mm. You know, I've lived a quite a quiet life. I'm not a person who spouts off lots or has attitudes. And I, as I said to someone the other day, I said to Jackie, in fact, I am an observer. I'm an observer of life, an observer of people. And because I'm an entertainer, I can see life very much in a way as a film script, as if it was a kind of a movie. Mm. Some people might think that's quite strange and that perhaps I'm a bit kind of like blocks off or, you know, living in cloud cuckoo land.
Not at all, because there's a strange little story that I've got with that as well. When I do readings for people, depending on what, one of my sort of symbology things or that spirit bring through sometimes is the movie thing. When we pass, a lot of people may have read the book Billy Fingers, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. Yeah. And within that, I mean, I've taken it from that and from what Spirit keeps telling me to say, is the fact that we do get to see this 360-degree movie when we're floating around in the universe space, whatever it is, after we've passed, of our lives, you know. And, you know, I say to people, how would you like to see your movie? You know, you are the star of your movie. How would you like to see yourself in that movie? Would you like it to be an action movie, a romantic comedy, or whatever? You know, you are the star of your show. This is your movie. So you act how you want to, you know, you would like yourself to watch it. You know?
Well, that's awfully interesting, John. Yeah, I do entirely agree with you because life is a stage and it is a theatre and you are the part that you play. Now, you can either choose to, and that's a very interesting way of looking at life, because whatever life throws at you, you can either choose to react and play the part of the baddie as if you were in some kind of spaghetti western. Yeah. And you can be the man with the revolver. You can be awfully defensive, and you can be striking out at people because you're dominant or you feel oppressed, or indeed you can play the role of the negotiator, of the person who is the healer, the person who is able to take these things and put them aside like blocks. And I'll chuck away the block that has the cynical side of the cynical person. I'll chuck away the block that has the person who has a sword for me. I'll chuck away the person who has no logical input in my positivity. And what I'm left with is the block that I'm standing on in my theatre, and all those that are around me are playing a positive role. That's what I've always strived for, John. Regardless of what's been thrown at me in life, and life hasn't been at all easy for me, but what I have said all the way along is that if I'm playing my role and I'm on the sunny side of the street, I'm at least having a damn good go, and also I'm keeping the spirits happy, you know.
Yeah, brilliant.
I think I know my spirit, John. Although I've got this body and I've got this voice that's talking to you, I know fundamentally that I am that spirit that is going to ascend one day, and I'm going to be wanting to talk to people to give me some consolation. And I think it works both ways, John. I think that people can get messages who are on this earth, but the people that are calling for the messages, they also want consolation and they want messages. Some of the spirits out there, John, I've seen them sitting by the river, and they're not, a lot of them are. Ron was sitting by the river. He said to me last time, he said, And he said, I want you to thank Jackie. When I first got through for Jackie, I had some tears coming through, but I don't think they were mine. I think they were Ron's, you know, because he couldn't believe that he'd got a connection. And Ron said to me when I last spoke to him, he said, I want you to thank you, Sean, for letting me speak to Jackie. It's been wonderful. And tell her everything's fine and she's doing really well. We're looking after Mum. And then he went and sat down by the river, by the lake, and with the fluffy clouds around him. And I think that's very symbolic. I think, I think what it says is that he had his message. He had his consolation. He has the telephone. He can call when he wants. And I will be happy to speak to him, and I'll be happy to hand the phone over to Jackie and her daughter again, and anybody else who wants to talk to their loved ones.
Brilliant. Lovely.
And John, I'm fascinated myself by what you do, my friend. I mean, you know, I'd love to know more about angels. I mean, that is a wonderful thing, the angels of light, isn't it?
Yeah, bless you. We'll chat about that another day, mate. Because we've got about 23 minutes left. We've got a couple of callers. So if you want to stay on the line, we'll see if we can and help these callers out.
Thank you, John.
Okay,
thank you.
Let's go to our first one. Hello there. How are you?
Yes. Yeah. Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Angelina Hodgman from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, wow, Angelina. Lovely to hear from you. How can myself and Sean help you today?
I'm pretty open. If there's any messages for me, you know, that would be great.
Okay. Sean, if you want to tune in as well and see if you get anything.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You've got a lovely voice. I mean, it's fantastic. Isn't it wonderful to be able to speak to someone from so far away? That's fantastic. It is such a small world. I'm getting, strangely enough, I'm getting something cooking. I feel a kind of villagey kind of feel, a cooking. There's a lady, she's quite an elderly lady. She's got a white cardigan, and she's holding a frying pan. It's empty at the moment, but she's got eggs in it. Now she's put the eggs in it, and she has a dog. It looks like a Shih Tzu, one of those Chinese dogs, in fact. And the lovely garden out the back. I'm feeling this perhaps could be somebody, a relative of the lady's. I think she's passed not long ago, but I think she did pass. And see a blue car, the blue car. Yeah. I mean, a lot of elderly people do drive quite late up into life, don't they? Pair of scissors. And it's like, oh, it's cutting hair. I think she loved to cut hair or her daughter was a hairdresser. I'm not sure. And Marion, I get the name Marion, but then that's an English name. Juniper. That could be a foreign name, actually. Juniper is a berry, isn't it? Yeah, I think Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Yeah, juniper. Do you know about juniper berries? They're berries, aren't they?
Is it a name Jennifer, you say?
Jennifer, possibly Jennifer, yes. Possibly Jennifer. Okay. Can you take this elderly lady with the white cardigan with the dog?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's great. John, how do you feel about this?
Do you feel, Angelina, when Sean was talking about the cutting the hair and things, do you think, I feel it was more of a home thing that they might have cut sort of not gone to the hairdressers, but cut it themselves.
Yeah,
is what I feel more than the than actually working as a hairdresser. That's what I feel on that. But with yourself, Angelina, I feel that we all have problems and we all have stuff going on in our lives. And I feel that I need to bring some upliftment around you at the minute. I feel that there's a blessing in disguise around you as well, because what appears to be a problem or a situation that's around is actually part of an answered prayer. And I feel that I feel things are changing around you, because I feel you've been asking questions to Spirit about moving on and moving forward. It's like, am I doing the right thing now, or I want to change and do something in, you know, that's coming. Would it be on the right lines there?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where I feel that it's a blessing in disguise. So I feel that your prayers are being answered to move forward. I do feel there's a lot of wisdom that's coming around you as well. I've also got somebody that's talking in my ear. So this lady that Sean was on about, I do feel that she whispers in your ear, because she's very close with you.
Yeah.
And she's just letting you know that she's around. Because I do feel that, you know, times have been tough, times are tough, you know.
I get the word dark, John.
Sorry?
I get the word dark, John. I get the word darkness, that the lady's been through a darkness.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you feel that you've been going through something at the minute, or just gone?
Yeah, I have a strong feeling about that lady you guys were talking about. It's my past mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. So know that she's around you. She knows what's going on with you, sort of mentally and emotionally as well, and the things that you can move on to do. I do feel there's lots of love that's coming from there. There's a gentleman in spirit as well. He's also around the family. He's not very high. He's not very tall. I'm only going about 5'6" with this guy. Would have had darker hair when he was younger. Lost it a little bit later on in his life. He wasn't a big build. He was a slight build to him. He's making me very aware of chest issues as well that's going on. So he would have had some breathing problems or something around the chest area. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was getting the name Harry or Harriet. Harry or Harriet. I mean, Harriet's an American name, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay. Right. I also feel that I need to be taking a little bit better care of myself as well as in you, Angelina. Because we all tend to do a lot of things for other people and not enough for ourselves at times. So I feel I need to take a little bit care of yourself at the minute. Okay.
Would I be right in... John,
go on, Sean.
Would I be right in saying that you have in the past been a bit overburdened with grandchildren, and that some of them have either gone on the way? But I just feel that there was a feeling of a bit of a burden there. You'd had, what, I don't know, two or three grandchildren running about, and it was getting a little bit too much. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about my children?
Yeah, children. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a child that is very sick, though, and it's taking a lot of,
that's
of care.
Yeah, that's the feeling. Yeah, it's the feeling, the word burden, and the feeling of the child. I mean, that doesn't necessarily, that doesn't have to be a bad thing, because we can all change, and we can all help ourselves. That's why we have people like John, who's able to heal people, so...
Yeah, I have a child that has a type 1 diabetes, and it's a 24/7 care. So that's where a lot of my energy,
yes,
is pouring through. It needs a lot of care.
I'm sorry to hear about that. sorry to hear about that. It can be a burden, but there is a lot of love, and I don't think I don't know whether you realise this, but that little boy thinks the world of you, or that child.
Yeah, I don't want to take a lot of your time, folks, but I just wanted to ask just one question. I'm waiting for a result for my younger child applied for a school to go into high school, private school scholarship, and we will find out the result this end of March.
Okay.
Month. Do you think it will be accepted? We are really hoping for good news.
Okay. If Spirit wants, don't they won't.
But John, I'm seeing a plus sign, my friend.
No, cool. As long as you're seeing, because I'm not seeing anything, so that's fine.
Yeah, I'm seeing a plus sign, which can only be a good thing. I'm seeing some kind of grading system. It's a piece of paper. On the top of the paper, it says something about fulfilling. The grade or something. It's a document saying that you have fulfilled and you have the right for something. So I feel that's something positive. It's a document that the lady will receive.
Brilliant. I hope that answers your question, Angelina.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, it's a process. He took an interview, examination.
Yeah.
The entrance exam, and then I applied for scholarship financial aid.
It will come through
like
the post.
Like three processes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It will be coming through
Brilliant.
The post. Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank
well,
you.
Angelina,
that's wonderful.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for calling in. Lovely to hear from you.
Lovely lady. Thank you very much, Angela.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Cool. So lovely first caller there, Angelina. We've only got about 12 minutes left, so we're going to try and get a couple of more if we can. Okay, let's go over to our next caller. Hello there.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Karen.
Hello,
I'm from Chicago.
Yes,
from Chicago. I was wondering if you see a job coming towards my way. I have a short-term project this week and next week, but I'm looking for something more permanent. And I just got about 3 rejection letters. So I'm wondering if you see something more permanent coming my way.
Okay. Sean, what do you feel?
I don't know if you do, but I see you in a car, and I see you actually stepping outside your comfort zone, and you have a map. Now, people used to have maps in their hand, but they don't need them anymore because, if you're like me, you've got a sat nav. And I see you going out and about in your local vicinity, and you happen upon somebody. In fact, I think it might be somebody that you've known in the past, a friend, and that person will lead you to a new job, but it won't necessarily happen all at once, my friend. It may happen in a few months' time. Now, I see you in the car because you're out in the car. You've been asked to go somewhere, or you've put yourself out of your comfort zone. And rather than what I do is I sit on the internet and go on job searches. And I should go out in the car myself more, and because I think we are what we do. We only get the result that we put ourselves out for. I've seen you in the car. You've met this person. It could have been somebody you've met before, or a friend indeed. And that job will indeed come, but it won't come straight away. That's what I get.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I think it's going to be something fulfilling as well, which is a great thing. You know, things, although Mother Teresa created amazing miracles, supposedly, and she was a wonderful lady, we don't know that she did miracles, but it's well known, it's a well-known written fact that she did miracles. But let's face it, in our life, the miracles that we have or we do ourselves, we make those miracles. We make those changes. And I think you will create your own little miracle, and it will happen shortly for you. I want to know what happens, and please get back to John again and me.
Oh, I will. I will.
It'll be great.
I will. Thank you.
Excellent.
So much.
Okay, Karen, well, thank you very much for calling in, and we
thank
hope
you.
That helps.
Yes.
And
yes,
yeah, keep in touch with the show and let us know how you get on. Okay, that's Karen gone. So bless you, well done. We're going to see if we can get these last two callers in as well before the end of the show. Hello there. How are you?
Hi. Hello. How are you, gentlemen?
Hello.
Very well,
lovely
thank
to meet
you.
You.
Hi.
My name is Lynn,
L-I-N, and I'm calling from the Hollywood, California area.
Hollywood, wow. California, that's
good
lovely. Word. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
Hi, and I am thinking, I'm really feeling that I want to make some sort of a move, a physical relocation. Do you feel or see where that might be?
I got something straight away, but do you want to carry on, John?
No, you crack on. Crack on,
John. I saw a massive lake. I had the words Lake Garda came to me. And Italy... I mean, I've been to Lake Garda, and it is a fantastic, amazing place. And I've been to Italy, and I went there briefly, and it's fun. It's beautiful. I've certainly
wow.
got Italy. Yeah, I've certainly got Italy. But the thing is with the lake, Lynn, is it could be a fantastic lake in one of your American states, indeed. It could be the
yeah.
Everglades. It could
okay.
be the Everglades, you know. Well,
okay.
I think... but I straight away I got Italy, and I got this lovely lake and Lake Garda. It's fantastic.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, exactly. And I also get a sense of lots of beautiful animals about. I think you love animals.
I love, oh my gosh, I absolutely do love animals. And for some reason, there's such a connection. Whenever
yeah.
I'm out, they come up to me, and
yeah.
I just love them. I just love
this,
them. I love
I
animals.
This, I see this young deer. It's a small, like, I think they call it a phone, a young deer. And, you
yeah.
know, you're stroking its head, and... you have a real connection with animals.
Yeah, I do. I do. I really do. Animals come up to me and even their, you know, their owners are like, they're like, they never do that with anyone.
Right.
They never do that. Oh, my gosh.
And it's special what you have, because I think I'm not sure that you have, but I think in the past you have thought about being a veterinary surgeon.
I'm sorry, been what?
I think you have in the past thought about actually working with animals and being a veterinary surgeon,
yeah.
some kind of working
okay.
with animals.
Yeah, that makes such perfect sense, because my gosh, I feel them and they just amaze me. Thank you.
It's been there all through your life, even as a little child. We're all children at heart in our minds, aren't we, John?
We are
yeah.
indeed, mate. We are indeed. That, Lynn, I hope that's helped you with
yes.
your.
Thank you so much, John, and thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Lynn. Oh, yeah, thank you. I was calling myself.
Blessings. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bless
you, Lynn.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wow. What amazing energy from Lynn. That was
wonderful energy, wasn't it? She
absolutely
really did it.
Lovely.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
Brilliant. So we've got one more caller. We'll go over
okay.
to this caller and say hello.
Fabulous.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Good evening. This is Tony from New York. How's everyone doing tonight?
Oh, good.
Hello,
good
Tony.
Evening, Tony. Good evening, Tony.
I'll hand you over to Sean, Tony.
Okay.
So, Tony, how are you, my friend? Have you had a lovely day?
Yes, I have. And yourself?
It's wonderful. It's lovely to speak to our American friends today. It really is. I mean, Lynn was wonderful, wasn't she? John, have you been having some trouble? You don't have to impart this with me, but have you been having some trouble with one of your legs? A bit of perhaps rheumatism or some kind?
Not really. Mm-mm.
All right, no problem. But I had this word earlier on because obviously, you know, I'm tuning in all the time. I had the word rheumatism or some kind of arthritis, and it might not necessarily be in the leg. It could be in perhaps one of your other limbs. Do you know anything about that at all?
I mean, I really don't have any like achy pain or anything.
Okay, could it be somebody that was in the family that was close to you that you're getting that with, Sean?
Well, I mean, there was a person I live with that I'm staying with right now who's suffering from bad rheumatism. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. It's your lady friend. Is it a lady?
Yeah, I mean it's not my lady friend. It's just a woman. It's married to my father, so.
Yeah. I've been told that she needs to. I believe that she's taking some stuff from the doctor, but it would be also good if she tried some alternative therapies from the health shop, because
she was actually doing that, and she was actually getting this I don't know if you know about this belt that you wear that kind of helps with straightening you out, and I think she was taking this thing called Dragon's Claw.
Dragon's Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound amazing? Dragon's Claw. Is the lady there by any chance?
She is. I think she's there.
I mean, it's fascinating that I've picked that up for you. I mean, it's a terrible thing because I've had it myself, rheumatism, and it's fascinating, I guess. I mean, I'm still learning about this ability, but obviously I've picked that up and the lady is there. I mean, I think John is more the healing man, actually. He has much more experience with that, don't you, John?
Well, you say that, but we're all learning every day, mate. We're all learning every day. You know, you carry on with what you're doing. You're doing really well at the minute with the alternative therapy that they're having already. So, you know,
it feels
to me that what's being done is being done. You know, keep in touch with the doctors and so on. But yeah, carry on, Sean. You've got about a minute to go, mate.
Problem. Well, as a closing gesture from spirit. In fact, they say that apart from these problems, life is very good, actually, and that there's great harmony in your home. And I think as long as that's resolute, I think that these things can dissipate. I mean, I've had similar problems with my limbs. I've had a terrible problem with on my right leg that has actually cleared up now. And the more positive we are, the more we believe that we can be healed, the more we will. It's been an absolutely fabulous show today for me personally. I want to say that to John and all the listeners today.
Okay, cool. Tony, I'm ever so sorry, mate. We're going to have to cut you short there, but we're back on Sunday if you want to call back in.
Sure.
And we can have a chat then. We've literally got a minute to go, so lots of love from Spirit for you. Keep your chin up and
right.
Keep going.
Please call in again.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, so we've almost come to the end of the show. You can get Sean Hodder on Facebook. You've got your little page as well, haven't you? Your Psychic Friends page?
Yeah, that's it. Psychic Friends. Yeah. That's
cool.
On Facebook. So it's Sean Hodder. If you put that on Facebook, you'll come up with my Facebook page, and indeed you'll see all the reviews I've had there for similar people that I've helped.
Brilliant, excellent. Well, Sean, thank you very much, and to all the guests that have all the people that have called in this evening as well. So thank you very much.
They've been fantastic.
Yeah, and
amazing energy. amazing energy tonight. Thank you so much for having me on, John.
No, it's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure, Sean. And I wish we'll speak to you soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again on Sunday night at 9:30. And we've got Lorraine Dolan possibly next week. So enjoy the rest of your day.